Volodymyr Zelensky was welcomed in the Netherlands, one of his country's closest supporters. His first appointment was at the International Criminal Court. And he was quick to point out in a later speech that he wanted to see action against the president of Russia, Vladimir Putin.
We all want to see different Vladimir here, in The Hague. The one who deserves to be sentenced for these criminal actions right here in the capital of the international law. And I'm sure we will see that happen when we win. And we will win.
On Wednesday, Zelensky used social media to draw attention to civilian deaths in the southern city of Kherson, hit repeatedly by Russian artillery. Ukraine says more than 50,000 war crimes have been committed by Russian forces since their full-scale invasion last year. Ukraine's cities were also braced for a huge overnight air attack. That followed what Russia said was a Ukrainian drone attack on the Kremlin. Nobody was injured, but Russian officials called it an assassination attempt on President Putin. A Kremlin spokesman claimed it had been sanctioned by the United States.
It could be a symbolic strike into the heart of Moscow to demonstrate that basically no part of European Russia is safe from a Ukrainian attack. And obviously, attack on Kremlin has a lot of symbolism, considering that on May 9th, Russia is supposed to hold a massive Victory Day parade there.
President Putin was back at work on Thursday, picking over the country's economic performance, showing that it was business as usual for him. However President Putin tries to portray the explosion over the Kremlin, difficulties are mounting up for him. A stalemate on the front line, a looming Ukrainian counteroffensive, and President Zelensky at the International Criminal Court in The Hague threatening prosecution. Charles Stratford, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.